A new twist on the blind date.
It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty. One more thing.
That fifth donut's got me feeling a little sick. I ate four donuts, was feeling okay.
Oh.
Donut number five, I'm feeling a little rough today.
Huh, you wouldn't expect a fifth donut to have you? Negative effects.
You're going to have grease just coming out of your pores.
Eh, well.
So gross.
Nothing gross about donuts.
You're going to cry sprinkles.
Do you have that your mouth is lined with fat feeling?
A little.
Grease.
My waist is lined with fat also.
Oh, boy. I have not been doing so good lately either. It's not good. Not
I'm moving
good.
Up.
I'm an all or nothing guy, which is a class. It fits in with being an alcoholic, which I am. We are on switch, off switch people. And I hadn't had a donut since last 4th of July when I declared my independence from donuts because I'd gotten out of hand. And I almost made it to this 4th of July. Jeez, just what, like a week short?
Wow. Wow. Good try. So you're expecting at some point you'll flip the switch again?
Either
or die of obesity.
Or
donuts?
I'll either have to or I'll wash myself with a rag on a stick.
Oh, so Homer Simpson-esque. I just got this text from Judy, and this is an odd thing to text about. Baxter the dog. Oh, and we've got to get to the blind dating thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Baxter the dog, we've begun taking him to the dog park that's not too far from where we live because he really enjoys it. But it doesn't matter how many times he poos on his morning constitutional walk or whatever. He will poo 2 to 3 times at the dog park, and to the point where, like, the third time, he's just in the doggy pooing position, just straining to get anything out of
him. You blow out an O-ring.
No, you mark your territory with urine. Why is he trying to mark his territory with defecate?
It's like he's going to have a colonoscopy or something. Like, he's taking that drug. It's the weirdest thing. He goes there because he likes, you know, chase the ball and play with the dogs. But it's like he can't leave there with any poo in him.
Is it a voyeur thing? Does he like being watched?
Oh, Sean.
He likes being watched.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You know, this is a podcast. I could make the joke that I have in my head, but it's too much. It's too far. It's no good for the brand.
I'm going to miss you, Sean.
Yeah, I know. We're going to miss those jokes. Did I ever mention when I scared the shit out of our pug when he was a baby?
No.
Yeah, I feel bad about that. He was a little tiny puppy, and I was running around playing with the kids or something like that, and he was there, and I ran around the corner, and I went, boo! And he got his big wide eyes, and he just squatted and pooped. I actually scared the S out of him.
So that's like, where the saying comes from.
Yeah, like when you get so scared, you lose your bowels. You lose your mud, as they said in the Civil War days. Yeah, I felt bad about that.
It's a charming story, though.
I didn't know. Yeah, I knew it was a real thing. I've heard people talk about, you know, when planes almost crash, sometimes people soil themselves. Mm. It's a thing. Your bowels give. But yeah, I did that to a puppy, which is not cool.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of discussion of that in, what's the Norman Mailer famous war book? The Quick and the Dead? No. What's his book about World War II? I've read it. It's brilliant.
Something is naked in the title? The Naked and the Dead.
Yeah, no? I can't remember.
Is that it?
Yeah, I got
the Quick and the Naked.
I feel like I should think of this rather
The Naked and the Dead.
Yeah, okay.
The Naked and the Dead. Yeah, it's a wonderful book. It's troubling, but they talk about that a fair amount.
He published it when he was 25.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the worst part of that book for me, Sean, since I've got a fear of falling in heights and stuff like that, is it's kind of a spoiler. It came out in, what, 1950?
Yeah, spoiler in a 70-year-old classic book.
So if you're planning on reading The Naked and the Dead, just turn your volume down for 20 seconds. All right. Is one of the characters is afraid of heights and falling. Mm-hmm. He has my same, like, incredibly powerful, irrational fear of falling. And they are on a ill-advised mission where they're ooching along the side of a cliff. Oh. And because he's so afraid, he can't make his muscles work and he falls to his death.
That's rough.
And I think the line is, and he tumbled, or what is it? And he fell through the air, one small man just wanting to live.
Oof.
Oof is right.
Norman Mailer, good writer. To the thing I mentioned earlier, blind dating. Can you play just a little bit of the trailer? We'll discuss this briefly.
I want to get married. I want to have babies. Before I'm like 26, do you have health insurance?
Welcome to the strangest blind date ever.
Hey, how you doing?
Damn.
How are you doing?
Could you fall in love with someone based on personality alone?
What is your ideal woman?
Personality for me is everything.
Okay, so since you can't see this, what's going on there is they make them up to look like animals. I mean, just incredible makeup. Like,
I didn't see that.
Like you walk out and you're one of the cats from Cats, or you know, like you look like a horse.
Very good description. Like that studio quality hair and makeup, prosthetic style stuff.
And it's just a twist on the oldest version of this sort of thing you've ever heard of. Blind date, just in general, more or less.
It's like a masquerade ball in a way.
Yeah, and it's a cool idea. It's got a good hook to get people watching again. But it just reminded me, and first of all, there's a lot about being physically attracted to other people that we don't understand. It's not just, moronic, you're an idiot, she's hot and you like her. There's more to it than that. Mm-hmm. About, genes matching up to have healthy babies and stuff like that in ways we don't understand.
How much does she have?
Because, you've had this experience. There's one particular hot woman in a group of women you're attracted to.
Handsome fella.
And the rest of them, you recognize they're attractive, but you don't have any, oh my God, feeling to them. You do that one, though. Why? Well, there's all the other stuff that we don't understand going on. And it's not because of their personality, because you don't know their personality yet, maybe.
Yeah, it's because she reminds you of your mother.
No, I don't think it's that, but nobody knows for sure. Anyway, on this blind date thing, they're going to
basically... Says you, enjoy your cigar penis.
That's Dr. Freud joining us there.
Yeah. Guten Morgen.
So the idea is that you meet these people, you don't actually know what they look like, and you decide whether or not you're... I don't know if your brain would your brain let you fall in love with somebody without seeing them first? How much of it is your brain, your body screaming out, your DNA, everything in your genome screaming out, you need to mate with this person based on what they look like? Maybe you can't fall in love with somebody that you haven't seen.
And maybe you fall in love with her after the show, then you realize, no, I actually want to have sex with horses. It was that she was made up like a horse. That's why I'm attracted to her. Then you got problems.
That's true. Could you put the horse mask back on? Or she says, I wasn't wearing a mask.
So there's two things here that make this show not quite what it appears to presenting itself as.
Okay.
And that is one, it entirely seems to be facial prosthetics.
I hate to be misled by a reality show.
So you can have and you're still meeting them in person. You have a very good idea of what their body style is.
Sure, which plays a lot into attractiveness.
And
sure.
The second one, and I think this is even more important, these are still contestants that made their way onto a reality dating show. There doesn't seem to be any booby prizes in the batch. So I don't
think... They're all hot. No,
yes. Way. Yes. Yeah. All of these are the sort of people who would apply to go on to a reality dating show.
But like I said, I've always thought this was interesting. Hot women that I'm just not attracted to. I mean, I recognize you're symmetrical. You're everything that, most people... Just, I got no feeling for you. I've always thought that was interesting.
Right.
Her I would give anything to do,
Yeah, I remember it's seared into my memory. I saw a woman at an airport once. I was happily married at this point and no intention of doing anything untoward. But I saw this gal and walked near her and it hit me like a wave, like an NFL lineman had barreled into me. It was like genetically speaking, it was ding, 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 ding. I couldn't do anything about it, but it was weird, totally unexpected.
Huh. And it reminds me of, I can't be specific about what this is, but there are these meetings I've gone to before, get-togethers I've gone to before, where sometimes they do a candlelight version and everybody speaks. And if you go to one that's candlelight, like you haven't seen the person, it's amazing how much more open-minded, at least I am, when only I'm hearing the voice versus coming up with preconceived ideas of what I think of this person just based on their looks.
That is remarkably honest of you, but I think if we're all going to be honest with ourselves, we'd admit, yeah.
But I didn't even know I did it until the first time I went to one of these gatherings, candlelight version. I didn't even know I did it. Because sometimes when the lights come on, or you're like afterwards when you leave and you see them, and I think, if I had not heard you speak, in the dark, I'm not sure I would have paid any attention to you just because you look, you're so schlubby and everything like that. I would have just assumed, hey, what do you know? Which is stupid and bigoted and small-minded and all kinds of things. But
is it in some weird way instinctive?
It's got to be. It's got to be, doesn't it?
Yeah, I just think in our fighting every minute to survive mode, which was most of human history, you rallied to the strong. Oh, and you bred with the young and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very, very base. And there's nothing wrong with moving beyond your animal instincts to try to be a little more evolved and a little more kind and decent. You know, I try every day, but it's just interesting to think about those.
Although
things.
You do come into the studio, like you come into the studio and poop on the carpet to mark your territory.
It's a sickener.
Well, I did that for the first 5 years.
Just to make sure everybody knows this is my studio.
Then I thought, nah, I've got to evolve.
Ah, yeah, it's just, come on, it's base.
My name's on the studio. I don't have to crap here anymore.
If you are dating a horse, remember, nay means nay.
There you go. So,
all right, Mike.
I had to drop that in.
No, you didn't. You did not.
Well, I guess that's it.